This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned today. During the first hour, we'll be joined by Coach Wade Johnson as we do the second installment to this, the Get Strong Show, Mastering the Deadlift. This is a gift, a Christmas gift, a holiday gift from Coach Wade Johnson to you as he goes through the three big lifts using his reactive wave approach. Later in the show, we'll be joined by Mark Burton as we talk about some research that shows that bovine colostrum supplementation improves peak power output and IGF-1 levels in humans. So you don't want to miss that. Wade Johnson, how are you, brother?
Merry Christmas.
Okay, so before we start the show, I have to talk about something. So you and I text periodically in the morning, and recently you sent me a text, and you said something to the effect of, this is what old strength dudes do. What time did you get up? What time did you get up that morning?
I think that particular morning was 4 a.m.
Okay, but wait, no. Didn't you get up and have something to eat to be in the gym at 4 a.m.?
I was just getting up at that time. I got up at 4 simply because the last couple of weekends have been brutal, and my weeks, as we've talked about, are always pretty full and days are fairly long. So Monday and Tuesday, I went to bed fairly early, like probably I was asleep by 9 o'clock. And I'm just not an 8-hour guy. I just generally will never sleep that long. And I have my alarm set and everything, but I woke up at 4 and was wide awake, so I went ahead and got up.
So you had some pulled pork and a small full throttle drink and a cup of coffee, right?
Yeah, first thing I do is when I wake up, Abby and I get up, that's my dog, and we both go to the bathroom, and then I turn the coffee on, I get 4 ounces of pulled pork out of the fridge and warm it up just a little bit, and I generally have a little small full throttle. I know there's a lot of people hissing out there about the energy drink. Walk a mile in my shoes and then we'll talk about it. But I got to just have something to get me rolling, so I'm eating the 4 ounces of pulled pork and drinking the full throttle and checking messages and stuff like that while the coffee's brewing. And once I get that done, then I start warming up and head downstairs to train. I think that was the last you were telling me you were headed to train, and that's where I was headed, was down in the gym.
Right. And so you went down, and I believe that that's the day that you posted a picture of you squatting 725 or so, right?
Yeah, I'm getting into the full gear now and getting wrapped and getting used to the compression of everything, where I'm having to hold the weight a little longer. And it's been 3 years since I've done anything like that. So there's a little bit of adjustment. And that morning I got up, went downstairs and started warming up before everybody else got there, and we squatted probably till about 8 o'clock.
And so as we get into this mastering the deadlift segment of the reactive wave training approach that you have developed over the years of your own endeavors of being a world-class powerlifter, I still come back to the fact that I'm amazed at how much you warm up and how you warm up. I think that a lot of people get into the gym and they start doing things that are not classically considered warm-up type movements by you. I mean, you're grabbing very, very lightweight and just moving the body. That's all you're really doing.
Well, that's one of the things that I think I can attribute. But the first and foremost thing I should say about my longevity and strength is just being blessed. I mean, there's just no question that when God put me on the planet, he said, you know, you're going to be a strong guy, and this is going to be the thing that you're, you know, this is what I made you for. So in that aspect, you know, number one, I'm extremely blessed. And then I think by doing the things that I do, it has trained me, you know, again, to stay strong, to stay flexible, supple is probably a better term for that, and have the work capacity, you know, that at my age, you know, it doesn't seem like any big deal to me, you know, but people still, you know, remark about the amount of volume that I do because I'm in the gym more than three or four times a week. So, right. You know, I think what it's done is it's made me work in a manner that has kept my conditioning high, and especially being a large person. And I think that's there's been nothing, you know, super major. I've had my share of injuries, but most of it have been kind of nicks and scrapes and nothing that's really kept me out of the gym.
Okay, so let's start with the warm-up for the deadlift. Interestingly enough, you're doing things like leg extensions and hammer strength seated leg curls and pull downs, which one would not look at those. Why give your warm up for the deadlift day?
What I will do is when I walk down in the gym, is the first thing I do is I have most of my stuff is plate loaded. It's very basic, very simple. I do have some pin select machines, but they're basic machines, and then it's basically barbells and dumbbells and free weight. But we have a plate-loaded leg extension. It's a plate-loaded combo, leg extension, leg curl. It was something Wes and I bought early in the days of the Ogre compound because I was, you know, getting the most bang for my buck at that time. So I put a 50-pound plate on that, and I'll do 25 reps. And basically what I'll do is I have four movements that I do, and I'll go from machine to machine until I do three cycles. But just to explain what I do is I'll do 50 pounds for 25 reps, 75 pounds for 15, and 100 pounds for 15 with the leg extension. I have a hammer strength seated leg curl. And usually whatever's on, you know, whatever's left on the machine is what I do, and it will range from anywhere from 50 to 70 pounds usually, and I'll do three sets of 15 with that. And then I have a plate-loaded pull-down, and I usually always use the neutral grip pull-down. Occasionally I'll use a wide. I'll do 50 pounds for 20 and then 75 and 100 pounds for 15 reps. And I have a hammer strength deadlift machine that we use as a shrug machine. And almost always there's 140 pounds on it, and I'll do three sets of 20 for that. And that, you know, it takes me, I don't know, it just depends on if I'm there by myself, if I get up early enough and get down there, you know, how quickly I'm moving. Like right now, it's winter time, so I'll turn on a couple of heaters and, you know, do a set of leg extensions. And, you know, so I'm doing all my morning stuff to get the gym up and rolling. But in that time, in about a 10 to 15 minute time, I'll do these 12 sets. And as people are coming in, you know, I didn't put it in the outline that I sent you, but I'll do a couple of sets of very light reverse hypers just to give me a stretch and pump some blood into that, you know, push some fluid into the spine. And that's what I do to prepare simply to get ready to train.
Now, the hammer strength shrug machine, is that the thing that you grab the handles in a neutral? It's
yes.
Kind of a cantilever. You load it on
yes.
the sides with the plates. Yeah, okay. I never knew that's what that was. Okay, good. Okay. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take our break early, and then we're going to go into the next round of movements as we prepare to master the deadlift, which is a very, very important movement and one that I will start getting back to once this morning I was in the gym and someone had the bar loaded with 225 on it, and I went over and I did 15 reps with 225, and the whole time I was doing it, I realized I was anxious because I'm waiting for something else to snap in that leg, and I'm like, okay, I have to be very, very cautious. But you know what? You know, when they take those rats and they cut one of their hind limb muscles, the other one supercompensates and gets strong. So I got to believe that over time, maybe year or years, I should be able to take the muscles that are still connected in my left hamstring and get them to do some of the work that the other ones that are no longer connected will do. So I do want to master or remaster the deadlift. Give your website real quick, Wade.
You can find me on Facebook. I have a personal account, and so does Wesley. And then we have a forum, weightliftingdiscussion.com. You can find the forum there, and that's where me and some of the guys that train at the compound and some of my online guys post their training.
There you go. And reach out to Coach Johnson if you're looking for someone to help you master some of these the deadlift, the bench press, and we will also be doing the squat next. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
He's asking the hard questions.
Where are the convictions for the drugs that are being used right now that are killing people?
The government is too afraid to answer.
You see all the attorneys. Hey, if you develop cancer after taking this supplement, call our law office because we got a class action suit coming together.
Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On Superhuman Radio.
Extreme Formulations is the only company with a dairy protein product with a disclosed 50% whey to 50% micellar casein ratio. It's Ultra Peptide 2.0. It comes in 9 amazing flavors, including the newest lemon pie and butterscotch. Get free shipping on any order size inside the USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ultra Peptide 2.0 banner ad now. Canadian listeners can also get free shipping on two or more jugs of Ultra Peptide 2.0. Don't wait too long because this special won't last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad today.
Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit anabolicminds.com today and get into the action. Anabolicminds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to the Get Strong Show with Coach Wade Johnson as we discuss mastering the deadlift. Okay, it says here that you rotate the front squat biweekly. Is that a warm-up movement or is that one of the heavy movements you start doing?
Both, and let me explain why. I know a lot of people, and I've referenced Nathan, this young man from Egypt that I'm coaching. He's one of these guys. He's a naturally gifted puller. He is so stinking strong, it's scary. And he comes in, he puts a plate on, he does X amount of reps until he gets to his working weight. He just keeps adding a plate until he decides, you know, whatever his working weight's going to be, and that works for him. And for people that pull well and that is a lift that they excel at, that has traditionally always worked. I am not a gifted puller. I never have been. I'm built to bench and I'm built to squat. And so deadlift has kind of always been my albatross of the three lifts. And the thing that I noticed is when I pulled, you know, when I came in and warmed up with 135 and worked up to my working weight, I just never responded. I never showed any real progress. But the one thing I always noticed is two things when I got to a meet, because everything I do is, how is this going to transfer to the platform? How is this going to help me lift more? How is this going to help me increase my total? My conditioning was such, by nature of how I trained, when we'd get to the deadlift on meet day, I would be somewhat flat, somewhat tired. You know, it can be a long day. But I always noticed also that I always deadlifted better in the meet than I ever did in training. Now, a lot of people say, well, that's great. You know, that's when you need to have it the most. But I looked at it a little deeper, you know, than that, and thought, you know, I need to do something that's going to improve my conditioning, but how do I improve my conditioning while making my deadlift better? And if I'm squatting in the meet and my deadlift is better, then how can I, you know, address that, you know, these issues? So I know a lot of people have front squatted, and they'll front squat heavy as an alternative to deadlifting, you know, or as a method to increase their deadlift. And because of my Olympic lifting, I thought, well, let's go with the front squat and let's see, you know, how this does. And we, all of us that are built like me, have seen a substantial gain in our deadlift by doing this front squat. The rotation is we will have 1 week where we will squat singles. We'll work up to either a max single or just a heavy single, depending on what's going on, where we are in the cycle. And then the following week we will do a heavy set of triples. So we're not trying to do, you know, a set of one each week or just warming up to a certain weight and going on to another movement. There is a reason. One of the things that I've noticed is if you don't stay upright in the front squat, you're gonna use all your lower back or you're gonna dump the weight, and this trains us to stay as erect as possible when we're deadlifting.
Well, and it forces you to get deeper into the deadlift using your legs as opposed to leaning forward with your back.
Right. And so, you know, you learn to stay tight, you learn to stay erect, you know, and you learn how to make those muscles work in a fashion that's keep, because it's not enough to pull in the deadlift. If you watched any of my videos or if you've listened to me in the past, it's not enough to pull up. The weight is in front of us. So by nature of that, it's going to want to pull us onto our toes, pull us forward, pull the shoulders and chest down. So we have to pull up and back. And that's what's going to make the weight come up in a straight line or even up and back a little bit. Mm-hmm. Because the real good deadlifters, you'll see from the bottom of the shin up into the top of the knee, you can see where the bar scrapes their shin all the way up.
Right.
So, you know, we're trying to pull up and back, you know, and by nature of doing that, it also decreases the range of motion. The shorter range of motion, the more weight lifted.
You know, it's funny. I actually thought about wearing hockey shin guards because my shins get so banged up. And it's funny because when I told Elisa I probably won't be deadlifting much any longer, she says, oh, good, because your legs look so horrible. They do. The front of my legs look disgusting. You know, when the bar first makes contact, it takes a divot out, and then there's this long scrape all the way up the shin. And I got to the point where I thought, you know, I love deadlifting, but the pain of my legs afterwards, you know, where I've scraped them, is really something that I have a hard time dealing with. And I started thinking, could I have worn, in a competition, could I wear shin guards?
It depends on the federation. One of the things, I've been the chairman of the board for the SPF for a while, and at one of our annual board meetings, you know, just in this day and age with blood and everything else, we created a rule, and most federations have it as well, to where you wear a knee-high sock.
Right.
And that will help protect it, but I've always told people, you know, they'll wear braces, or in some federations allow, you know, shin protectors. So, and especially for training, because just if you pull weekly or even bi-weekly, you know, anyone that has seen my knees, you know, my shins especially, I've got the little divot, you know, permanently in each one. It's just never going to go away.
Okay, so then you move, it looks like, to the trap bar. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct.
Why not just do traditional deadlifts? Why do trap bar deadlifts?
Well, here's why. For the guys that are not, again, naturally gifted pullers, or they're gifted pullers, the tendency is we tend to just train the lift way too heavy. And, you know, there's going to be guys that are out there shaking their head, and that's fine. You know, I've done all sorts of different things to try to get my deadlift to move. I've trained with Steve Goggins, and I'd watch Goggins pull 300 kilos, and that's 661, you know, for the guys that are counting. I watched him do a triple like it was 315.
Right.
You know, but I think Steve could swing a golf club, and if he focused, it would help his deadlift. I mean, that's not to diminish, because there's no one that trains harder than him.
No, I know.
And that doesn't diminish anything. But I'm just telling you, that guy, he's just a freak of nature.
I've watched him bench press, and I've watched him deadlift. The guy pec presses like unbelievable weight, and his deadlift. And wait, I take that back. His squat, he leans so forward on his squat, you think to yourself, he's got to have like a bulletproof lower back. It's unbelievable.
Well, that's where he'll tell you. That's where his bread and butter is, and it looks like a country ham on each side of his spine. When he was at his biggest, when he lifted 275, it was one of the craziest things I've seen. And I've seen him squat upright in training, but that, you know, that's his bread and butter. That's
right.
How he gets down in the hole and gets it done.
Right.
But my point is, Steve is one of those guys that technically, you know, is sound and then just physically gifted to pull. And for us, you know, a lot of us, we are not that gifted. So the thing with the trap bar, again, you've got a more ergonomically stable point to pull from. So that's where we pull our heaviest weights from. And so we pull with two different bars. I have raised handled trap bars and flat handled trap bars, and we do a 4-week wave. We will do raised handle trap bar first. Week one is singles heavy. Week two is triples heavy. And that's followed by the flat handled bar. And the same method is used. Singles 1 week, triples another. And then we rotate that in and out.
What is the advantage of using that raised handle? It's just a couple inches off the ground, isn't it? It just gets you up a little.
It's roughly about 3 inches, but it helps. There's a couple of reasons. One is it allows us to overload the pull, and we're going to pull a lot more weight with that than we're ever going to pull with a straight bar. But by nature of where the hands are, you take a tremendous amount of stress off the lower back. It's not unlike the decline bench, you know, for the
mm-hmm,
flat bench.
Mm-hmm,
Always
mm-hmm.
understand if you choose to do this method that the decline is not about the number. It's about the consistent work, because all that is assistance developing pressing power to increase our pressing on the flat bench. It is the same principle with the trap bar. We're going to be able to use way more weight, especially repetition work, or even singles for that matter, than we're ever going to be able to do with a straight bar. It's the same concept with the decline. You know, in my heyday, I did 605 for a triple on the decline. Well, there's no way without a shirt that I could touch 605 for one.
Right.
But, you know, it ultimately pushed me on to where I benched over 700 pounds on the flat. So.
Do you think that the trap bar is a better alternative for me with my left hamstring injury?
Absolutely. Anyone that has any kind of injury that it has been serious but can still pull, I would definitely, because here's what happens. A lot of people pull with an alternating grip.
Right.
And when they do, that creates imbalances. And the longer we do it, the more that imbalance becomes prominent. With this, you know, with that inverted grip, where you're ergonomically in the best position to pull, especially raised handle, there's a certain amount of stress that is taken away, and your body pulls equally.
Interesting.
And that's, again, because of the raised handle, we're going to be able to pull more weight. So we're developing pulling power that is going to help us pull more weight when we go to the competition pull.
Now, do you go right to the competition pull after doing the trap bar pulls, or is this so you go right to it?
That is correct. The order is, once everybody has their own warm-up method, you know, whatever they do to warm up and get ready, but we front squat first, trap bar, and then we go to our competition pull.
Now, your body has pretty much had some stress applied to it here. Are you going to go to your competition pull using very heavy weight?
No. No, we have a percentage wave program that we use, just some basic numbers. excuse me, and the wave itself is short. It's a 5-week period, and the volume is higher. And it, and as we add weight each week, we pull a few sets away, a few sets away from the load that we use, the volume load. The idea is not unlike a meet. You're pre-exhausted. Okay, you've done two movements, and you're tired. So you've heard me say this before. When you're tired, when you're exhausted, and you still have to make a lift, form and technique carry you through. It doesn't matter if you're tired. If you execute the form in the correct manner, that's going to carry you through.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll use a sub-maximal weight and focus on our form and learn to be more dynamic. Now, it's not at 50%. I mean, it's a higher percentage, and the work is hard. But we're not, you know, we're not in the 90 to 95% range of our pulls, almost never.
And when you say this is a 5-week wave, it starts out light and gets heavier, or it starts out heavy and gets lighter?
It starts out light, and the volume will be exceptionally high. Our first week is 15 singles, and it'll diminish.
Now, why do you call it singles and not reps? Are you putting the bar down? You're putting the
yes,
weight down?
Yes, we will execute the lift, because, you know, the deadlift does not have an eccentric and concentric movement in the lift. You're having to, you know, overcome inertia to get the weight going. So as opposed to, you know, we've done our reps. We've done our rep work with front squat. We've done rep work. Even with singles, we're doing multiple sets with the trap bar. So we're already in a state of fatigue or pre-exhaustion. So what we do is we will do short rest intervals. The first week is 15 singles. It's no more than a minute rest between sets. So you really have to focus on form, really have to focus on being dynamic. And we have all seen better form results from this. And because of the work that we do on the front end, when we do go to test, when we do, you know, have a heavy session, we're in better condition and everybody's, we have yet to have someone fail using this method. Everybody continues to hit PRs.
Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about how this cycle plays out, as well as how many times a week you're doing this, where this fits into the original discussion about the bench press. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Throw away those muscle-building rag mags and listen to real health information you can trust.
So right now what's trending is like resistance exercise, CrossFit. So he's like, well, I'm going to write an article that will make all of those people go, what? There are people out there who are trying to convince themselves that heavy resistance training is not good for you. They want to be substantiated by why they don't go into the gym and do any kind of work. In order for you to get rhabdomyolysis, you have to be an extremely well-trained athlete who pushes your body beyond the point of no return. And even then, you may not get rhabdo.
Only on Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
They couldn't get rhabdo if I said, get rhabdo and I'll give you $1 million.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
From the people who brought you Aura MD, now get a bottle of the Man Facial Moisturizer for Men from Trusted Health Products. No parabens, GMOs, synthetic chemicals, or additives. Just pure live botanical oils that will make your face look and feel younger. Your body looks 25, now make your face look the part. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 100% pure skincare banner ad today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Later in the show, Mark Burton will join us as we discuss several research papers that show the benefits of colostrum supplementation in humans. Right now, we're talking about mastering the deadlift with Coach Wade Johnson. So, okay, so what else are we doing in the way of alternating this competition pull wave approach here? Is there anything else we need to add to it?
What we'll do, and again, you know, there's a lot of little mini waves going on, so the stimulus is ever changing. It's close. It's close in proximity, but it's always changing. And so what we'll do for the first three weeks, let's start at the beginning. We front squatted. We have trap bar deadlifted. We've done our first week of competition pulls. The first 3 weeks of that mini cycle, after that, we have a percentage we'll use, and we will add chain to the bar. Now, the weight lightens up from what we were doing from our competition pull, and we're adding some accommodating resistance. That's a la West Side Barbell. And what we're doing there is the weight is light enough that we can be very, very dynamic from the floor, and then the weight gets heavier as you pull the chain from the floor, and we'll do 3 sets of 2 with that. And generally, we're not progressive with the bar weight. We'll be progressive with the chain weight, and we'll go, and it's all by feel. You know, if you're having a great day, we keep adding chain, and if it's tough, then we have a minimum amount that we agree to keep on there, and that's what we do. It is not for the faint of heart. I am not going to BS you. It is a hard and difficult session, but if pull is something that you struggle with, this is going to make you a better puller. You will come out of this stronger without question.
How do you, I mean, the chains that you use, these are specific types of chain, right? I mean,
you get these chains that I have, you get from like a wire rigging company. Some of them will sell to the public. You just have to call. But I've had people, you know, find 3/8 and sometimes even 1/2 inch chain, you know, at a local hardware store. You know, it's ultimately ideal. You know, ideally you'd want a heavier duty, bigger chain because of the weight, you know, but if that's what you can get, then you get that. The idea is to add some accommodating resistance. That's really what we're after here.
Okay. What about assistance work?
Well, a lot of it is depending on time. You know, this is not, This is not something you can just blaze through because everything is heavy. If I have the time, generally we follow that up with a kettlebell stiff leg deadlift. It's light and high reps. I'll do three sets of 15. Heaviest kettlebell I have is 88 pounds. And I'm a big, strong guy. I've done kettlebell swings with the 88, no problem. But at that point, you're in a pretty good state of fatigue. And so we're just flushing blood into the lower back and into the hamstrings. And if, you know, from there, if we have time, I'll do some prone leg curls. And I always try to do calf and tibia work, and then we do ab work.
What do you do for the tibia? You do weighted toe raises or something?
Yeah, well, I actually have a tibia machine. And,
yeah, I've seen it. It's real small, sits on the floor.
It's one of those things that a lot of people overlook, and every gym, every school from high school on should have a couple of these for their athletes. All of my lady clients that train in the evening, that you just baseline fitness, they're not competitive athletes. They use the tibia at least once a week.
And I've heard some things that if you don't train the tibia, you can get something called compartmentalized distress of the leg, where the calf and gastroc are so strong that you actually get pain. It's painful after a while.
Well, this goes back to when we had Wes on the show, you know, where you find these muscular imbalances. It's like people that are so quad dominant, which is one of my problems. And early on, when I began competing, you know, I was such a quad dominant squatter, and you would think because I pulled conventionally at the time that I'd be a great puller. But when it came to really, you know, hitting a bigger weight, my squat went into the stratosphere and not so much my deadlift. So, you know, that was one of the imbalances that I had to work on. But that's exactly right. The big thing we're looking for is again conditioning, keeping those ankles supple for support when we're lifting, and again because we train so many different athletes. And with the women, you know, if I had to walk in those heels, I'd be screwed. And it's one of those things where those ankles have to be supple and they have to be conditioned. And then, as you said, you know, people will train their calves and train them a lot, and I suggest that you do. But if you don't do that antagonistic movement, you know, it's just like training your forearms. Everybody does the wrist curls or wrist roller, you know, or squeezes.
Yeah, they
or
don't do the reverse. Right.
We have bands in the gym for that, you know, for your fingers, where you just push out, you know, and nothing hard, you know. But if again, we don't want to create any imbalances, and that's the reason why we do the tibia.
Okay.
If you don't have one, get one.
Also, you do ab work. Do you do ab work just on this day, or do you do ab work every workout?
If I do it right, my biggest issue now versus when I was competing all the time is just simply schedule. When I do it right, I will do at least 100 reps daily. If I don't get it in the morning, I will get it in the evening.
Will you do that broken up in 20 rep sets of 20, or you do 100 all the way through?
It varies. You know, I tell people all the time, because we're always looking for that magic bullet. And I'm going to tell you something, it does not exist. I don't care if you do a steroid enema. There is no magic bullet, you have to put that work in. So they're like, you know, well, what abs, you know, what do you suggest? I suggest you do an ab movement that you'll actually do. But is that as good as planks? I don't care. If you'll do planks, do them. If you want to do crunches, do them. If you want to do leg raises, do them. What counts is that you get that work in, because that's the first thing we're going to skip. You know, there's so few people out there that are going to go, you know, hey, I can't wait to work my abs. So one of the things I suggest when you're doing your assistance work, you know, and it's tough on deadlift day, you know, because we're front squatting, we're trap bar pulling, we're pulling from the floor, we may be doing chains. But when you do your assistance work, superset a set of 10 or set of 20 abs, you know, and get doing something is going to equate way higher than doing absolutely nothing.
What about grip work? Obviously, there's a lot of guys out there with strong backs, but the weak link is their grip, and so they lift with straps. Training with straps, first of all, is it appropriate to do, and what about grip work? Should we be doing independent grip work as well?
That is really dependent upon the lifter. I've got a couple of guys that do have grip issues, and this is where I want to caution you. Everybody runs out and gets those grippers and all that kind of stuff, and that's great. I'm not discouraging you from doing that. But if you think that because you can close the number two captain to crush, if that's going to eliminate a grip issue with the deadlift, that doesn't always coincide. Ed Cohen, you know, who is arguably, you know, probably the greatest power lifter of all time, who has monster hands, couldn't close the number two. But I saw that guy at 220 deadlift over 900 pounds.
Right. And I was just going to say, grip strength is position specific. So in other words, when you have your hands, let's say, neutral, you may have one grip strength. But when you have your hands either pronated up or down, you may have a totally different grip strength.
Well, we've had to do some things that are very unorthodox, and there's guys out there that will listen, that have read my writing or have listened, and it's gotten back to me, well, you know, technically that's inaccurate. Well, let me tell you something about technical accuracy. If I can get the guy's form to where it keeps him from getting injured and I have to do something inaccurate and it adds 20 pounds to his lift, you're welcome to call me whatever you want to, because my job is to get results. So we have to do things sometimes that are not what is typical. And my training, while it's steeped in the basics, there are some things that are unorthodox. You know, I don't know how many people actually use the decline or actually use the trap bar. And some of this stuff is old school. Like, it was old school before we knew about old school.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, it's not necessarily dinosaur training, you know, that's a different ball game, but the bottom line is we have found ways to improve and make the most of the training time that we have. And so as far as grip work, we do a couple of things. And as opposed to, you know, just isolating the grip, we'll use a rolling thunder. And what that is it's kind of a strongman grip implement. It's a 2-inch handle, and it is on a rotating handle. So you can only have the thumb and fingers down. You can't, like, cheat and curl it or anything like that. By nature of how it rolls, that weight will pull your hand straight down. And what you learn there, because, and I've got a video that I'll post later, talking about people have a tendency when they squeeze that deadlift bar to really squeeze their hands. And what that does is that isolates all the muscles in the hand. Well, those are tiny, tiny, tiny muscles. And that's great for about a 5-second burst, but if you're grinding out a big deadlift, it might take 7, 8, 9, even 10 seconds to lock out. And then you have to hold it long enough and show control to get a down command. So those muscles will fatigue really quickly. The hand opens up, and you lose the lift. I always tell people, squeeze from the forearm. You're squeezing the hand into a cradle. And if you do that, if you're sitting at your desk or in your car, and you learn to squeeze that forearm and squeeze your hand into a cradle, there's no fatigue going to your hands. You're putting that stress into the forearm where there's a lot more muscle tissue and there's a lot more endurance. So I'll put weight into a power rack. And as opposed to doing something crazy like 200 pounds over, you know, what someone can pull, we'll work within 100 pounds of what the goal weight is for their pull for that cycle. And we'll rotate it in and out. And they just go, you know, the weight just moves enough to where they lock out, and we'll hold it for a 5 count, maybe a 10 count, and do only a couple sets. It doesn't take a whole lot of work. You know, if you're doing enough with all the pulling, we pull with the trap bar, we pull competition, and then we're, you know, doing some weeks, you know, where we're doing chain work. If your hands hold up, that grip is going to come along. But learn to cradle. To cradle your hands versus squeezing that hand.
Right.
Where you're, again, if you learn to cradle, now we're creating length and you shorten your stroke. If you squeeze that bar up into your hands to get into the proper pulling position, you're increasing the range of motion.
Yeah, even if it's just an inch, you're right. All right, let's do this. Let's take a last commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about how often do you train this, the deadlift, and how do you work it in with the bench press workout that we talked about last session? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's Carl Lenore.
The brainless people at the FDA need to be convinced that arsenic is not good for humans to consume. Because the FDA feels a little bit more research needs to be done before we're considered that this particular arsenic is dangerous.
Only on Superhuman Radio.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount. A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to the BlueprintBulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on SuperhumanRadio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane. From the people who brought you Aura MD, now get a free bottle of beautiful facial moisturizer for women from Trusted Health Products. No parabens, GMOs, synthetic chemicals, or additives. Just pure live botanical oils that will make your face look and feel younger. Your body looks 25, now make your face look the part. Go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the 100% pure skincare banner ad today.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on SuperhumanRadio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Do you avoid protein powder because it upsets your stomach? Want a protein powder with zero fat and lactose free? Look no further. Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Pure Whey Isolate delivers 25 grams of pure whey without any of the fat or lactose. And for a limited time, you can get a 5-pound jug of Pure Whey Isolate for $50 and free shipping. It's the lowest price you'll find anywhere guaranteed. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge Nutrition banner ad and use coupon code SHR today. Limit one per household.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio. Everybody's
moving, everybody's grooving. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking about mastering the deadlift with Coach Wade Johnson using his reactive wave training protocol. So, Coach, how often do you train the deadlift?
I train it once a week.
Why don't you use it twice a week like you do with the bench press?
Well, again, remember with the bench press, we're trying to increase the pressing power and minimize the impact to the shoulders. We train flat heavy on Monday, and then we're able to train heavy again by nature of the decline angle, which really takes a lot of the shoulder out. Because we're using the back and the legs when we train squat, we use the same rest period in between, 72 hours from squat and deadlift.
So give me a model of what it would look like if I'm training bench press. Do I train, first of all, start out with a basic week, starting with Monday. What do I train on Monday? Do I train bench press on Monday because I'm going to train it again on Thursday?
I train bench press on Monday, then squat is on Saturday. And then, squat is on Tuesday. Thursday is decline again. Monday to Thursday being 72-hour rest period between the two events. And then Friday we deadlift again. And that's 72 hours between the squat and the deadlift.
Okay. And we will talk about the squat on the next session because obviously that's the last of the three movements. So the reality is that while you're not training the deadlift twice in a week, you are training some of the core muscle groups, the primary movers, twice a week because of the deadlift. I mean, of course, of the squat.
Yes.
The squat.
Yes, that is correct.
Do you think that if you didn't do trap ball work and front squat work, you could do front squat work on squat day and kind of actuate those muscles a second time during the week?
I guess you could. For me, because of how we squat, keep in mind we do our competition squat, and then for assistance, we are generally doing one to two types of other types of squats. So the amount of fatigue, and we're pushing the threshold. I'm not going to kid you. when you see this on paper, a lot of times it doesn't look like much. Then at the end of that work week, the volume is very, very high. And I feel like that is something that has always been missing in a lot of the traditional training protocols, is there's simply not enough volume. Not, you can get strong, but you don't have the conditioning that, you know, that will keep you where you're conditioned for the rigors of training over a long period of time. And so that's one of the things that is really missing, is having that conditioning. Again, that's it goes back to how long I've been able to stay in the strength game. It is simply due to being in a high state of condition for strength training.
Do you do any cardio?
I mean,
traditional cardio, walking on treadmills and stuff like that?
I don't walk a whole lot, just simply because of a knee injury that I have. I do it, but not often. I use recumbent bikes primarily, and I generally will do 20-minute sessions 2 to 3 times a week. A lot of it is based on time, but especially as I started dropping weight, I'll do 2 to 3 cardio sessions a week that are strictly for cardio.
Interesting. Yeah. So obviously that's part of the conditioning equation.
There is no question. And this is, again, this is a conversation that Louie and I have had. He goes, you know, he's like me, regardless of the training. He goes, you're doing the cardio for the heart. That's just for living. You know, that, I understand doing a bunch of cardio can be diminishing to strength and everything. But, I mean, look at Louie. Look at how long he's been in the game. And that guy's had every conceivable injury and all the other craziness that we've heard stories about. But he does cardio, and he does cardio because that's what it takes to keep him as healthy as possible. And then keep in mind, you know, that these are 4 sessions. I'm in the gym on Wednesday and Saturday because I do Olympic lifting and I do my auxiliary work. And maybe potentially we do a show on the auxiliary stuff, because that is a crucial part of my conditioning and my prehab work.
What about the whole discussion about things like chiropractors and stuff like that, massage? You subscribe to any of that?
Let me tell you a quick story. Early on in my career, we've talked about when I was a pec delt bencher, and I injured my shoulder, and I was very, very concerned that I had, you know, injured my rotator cuff. My training partner at the time is a massage therapist, and he encouraged me to see a chiropractor friend of his. And, you know, at that time, I was still very green in the sport, and I was like, oh, chiropractors, you know, quack and blah, blah, blah. It got bad enough to where my shoulder pain would wake me up in the middle of the night, and my bench had stalled for months. And I was like, well, I need to find out, one, if this is injured truly and what I need to do. So I reluctantly went to the chiropractor, and he goes, well, let's test the rotators. Let me do a couple of movements, and that's going to tell us, you know, if there's damage. Without an x-ray, without you going, you know, to a specialist, I'm not going to be able to tell specifically what's going on, but let's do some basic tests. So he did some movements and some resistance, and he goes, this shoulder is nice and snug. So he goes, let me lay you out, and he's looking at my spine. He goes, well, it's not there. And he lays me face down, and he goes, now I can see it. He goes, it's not your shoulder, it's your neck. And he did, you know, the typical neck crack, but he did a couple of other things with my shoulders. And I could breathe better. Like, it opened up my nasal cavities.
I've heard that before. I've heard that.
And from that very moment, I was able to sleep, it wouldn't wake me up. And you've known me a long time. I'll have stuff on me that hurts, and I'll just ignore it. It's like, whatever. You know, that's the price you pay for, you know, trying to squat 1,000 pounds. But this would be to the point that it would wake me up. Immediately had a tremendous impact on me. And that's when I started developing the method on, how to become a lat bencher. And I've been a different bencher since that point. And a friend of mine is a kinetic therapist, chiropractor, and he's even certified in acupuncture. And, you know, it was imperative when I was training for the 2400 total. You know, I was out there once a month, sometimes twice a month, getting adjusted and getting worked on and getting massage work. It is crucial. And Wes would stay on me, you know, being a massage therapist as well. He would treat my tough areas, my forearms, my traps, and my lats. He was constantly working on me.
Yeah, that's interesting. All right, so we're going to do the discussion. The next discussion we're going to have, we're going to do the deadlift. I'm sorry, the squat. And then after that, we can talk about some of the other things you think are missing from this three-prong discussion we've had so far, so that people can have a complete sort of 10,000-foot view of what the reactive wave program is, how it works, and how they can train for these three lifts. I think it's amazing. I think this is fantastic. And I'll tell you what I really like about it. The level of sensibility that you train with, the attention you give to things like warming up, the attention that you give to things like cardio, the attention that you give to things like making sure that you're not training too frequently, really speaks to a long-haul view of this. And with that long-haul view, you can get to any weight that you want. You're not trying to get there this year. You could get it there in 3 or 4 or 5 years. But you'll be able to train for 3 or 4 or 5 years consistently and keep building on that foundation.
Well, I completely agree with that. That's I've trained a young man, that's basically family. Just to give you an idea, if I'm with him at an event or a function or whatever the case may be, and he is introducing his family, he introduces his father first, and then he introduces me as his second father. I mean, this is, you know, I'm as close to him as I can possibly be without him being my own flesh and blood. And the first thing I said to him when I first started coaching him, I took over his training when he was a sophomore in high school. He actually turns 25 in the next week or so, and I trained him all the way through college, and he currently trains with us in the morning. And I told him, you know, my goal is immediately to make you better at the sport endeavors that you have currently. But more the foundation that we lay down now. I mean, when you hang up the cleats, whenever that may be, when you hang up the wrestling shoes, whenever that may be, you know, you still want to be able to be fit. You still want to be able to lift weight, and you still want to look and feel a certain way. I don't want you to be that guy that when he's 40 in the gym, you know, that can't bench press 225 is talking about, you know, what he did in high school. You know, I want you to be able to talk about what you're capable of doing when you're 40. And so that is what the training is. It's just like we talked about last week. Be the tortoise. I've got a lot of my online guys will have on their YouTube channels, Eat the Elephant. You know, when they start getting cranky or when they start getting impatient, you know, I'll remind them, eat the elephant. You know, it is not, strength is not a fast process.
Right.
It's not.
Right.
And a lot of times gains will come in spurts or bunches. You know, it's like for 4 weeks you'll hit a PR on everything, and then for the next 3 months you got to work your ass off and you make no movement at all. You know, be the tortoise. That rabbit never, ever once wins the race. Never happens. Never. You get in a hurry, that's when things go awry. So you have to be methodical. You have to be like Brandon Lilly, 3, 6, 5 strong. You have to be strong every day of the week, every week of the month, every month of the year. You have to be consistent. I'll say this again. The premise of strength is really simple, but it's really effing hard. It is not an easy process, and strength is a very selfish and demanding, you know, for lack of a better word, you know, mistress. It requires your attention and focus at all times. And when you don't, you know, then that's when we run into some problems. Here's some science for you people that want to deload or take time off. This is science. This isn't theory. It isn't hearsay. Within 3 days, 72 hours of inactivity, atrophy begins and strength loss occurs. The body is meant to be in motion. So do the things necessary. If you're hurt, train around it. Do rehab work. Do whatever you can. But if your goal is to be better, you must be doing something. You have to be in motion.
Wade, thanks so much, brother.
Always good to be with you, Carl. Merry Christmas to you and Elisa.
Same to you. Same to you. All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we'll be joined by Mark Burton. We're going to start the discussion about bovine colostrum supplementation in humans. What benefits are there? We'll be right back.
There's something comforting about knowing he's out there.
Government is in place because it assumes that people are too stupid to care for themselves.
By your side.
Government has to take up the parental role of teaching people what to do.
Fighting the good fight.
Government has to get out of people's pantries, first of all. They can't legislate health.
He's Carl Lenore on Super Human Radio.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called piezole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Piezole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. From the people who brought you Aura MD, now get a bottle of the Man Facial Moisturizer for Men from Trusted Health Products. No parabens, GMOs, synthetic chemicals, or additives. Just pure live botanical oils that will make your face look and feel younger. Your body looks 25, now make your face look the part. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 100% pure skincare banner ad today.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest Protein Bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest Bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest Bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro anabolic supplements. Visit ironmaglabs.com and check out our top selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at ironmaglabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest now is Mark Burton from Immunodynamics. They are a sponsor of the show. We're going to be talking about colostrum supplementation. How you doing, Mark?
I'm good, Carl. How are you?
Fantastic. One of the things I want to talk about before we start talking about some of this research is why there may be some differences in some research versus other research. And what I'm getting at here is where individuals, whether they be institutions that are doing research or just consumers like those listening to the show right now, get their colostrum plays a very, very large role on what that colostrum does for a person. Would you agree with that statement?
I absolutely agree with that statement.
Okay, so let's give me a snapshot. If I'm somebody who just called your office and said, you know, I'm researching colostrum for a scientific paper.
Can you tell me what I need to look for in colostrum and how do I get something that is truly going to be biologically prepared and active to produce the effects that are purported that it can produce? What am I looking at out there in the spectrum of what's available in this country and abroad?
Well, there's most colostrum products have some value. It's a matter of how much. And there are some things that it takes. For our purposes here, let's assume that you want a, you know, it's commonly held that first milking is the most potent source of bioactivity. And that's simply a function of the bioactives being transported to the mammary gland from the bloodstream, which ceases at the time.
Well, let's talk about this for a second so we can understand this. And we know this even with humans. So the initial breast milk that a baby gets, and the same thing with a cow, has the highest concentration of colostrum. And as time goes on, whether it be hours or days, the mixture changes to more milk and less colostrum, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So the reason that your company has strived to only provide the first 6 hour colostrum is because that is when the fluid being taken from the cow has the highest colostrum content, right?
That's right, but something that's really important additionally to that is my father was a very successful veterinarian, and during his practice he was looking for ways to improve overall health without drugs. He had a great interest in hyperimmunized milk and colostrum. And what he found in the colostrum was he had huge populations of animals to work with. And what he found was that the first milking elicited not only the best, but the highest, but the most consistent results. And so we have this amazing amount of empirical observations that, took us to, our genesis where that's what we do. We're first milking folks.
Okay. Now, why is it so hard? Why can't everyone produce this level of quality of colostrum, or do they? What's the difference?
Well, it takes several things to produce a great product. We just talked about raw material quality a bit. You can't produce the best product without it. It can't be done. Sanitary collection. Our herds are thoroughly trained, and we use their expertise too. You know, in our area, many dairymen are sixth, seventh, eighth generation dairymen. They raise calves. They do it for a living. They have an intuitive knowledge of what good colostrum is. So we start with their expertise too in the collection process. And the sanitation part of it, if it's not done as it should be, can rear its head later in issues like off tastes or shortened shelf life, things like that.
Okay, so
third thing.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No. I didn't realize it was a third thing. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. The in-house raw material QC. I mean, we strive every day to maintain our position. Our staff has independent authority to reject colostrum that, if it doesn't meet the fix, the static standards, but is suspect in any regard from our extensive experience. We do not rely on the law of averages. We're going to take X cows and it's all going to work out. We pick through the materials very carefully. And the fourth thing is processing. I talked about it a little bit last time. Again, you have to have those previous things to make the best, but at processing, even if you have those things, you can destroy all of your work. And I'm still a process fanatic. I said that last time. Now the people that work with me are. We have the gentlest processes in the industry.
Okay, so I want to expand on this for a second, right? So we always hear about things like growth hormone. Injectable growth hormone is a very, very delicate peptide. You have to be very, very careful. Even infusing the diluent into it when reconstituting it, you must be careful not to allow it to rush in because you actually damage these peptides. So we know that peptides are delicate. chains of amino acids that can be fractured or fragmented. So it stands to reason that if colostrum, and we're going to talk more about this, some of the research here, does some of the things that it does, it carries deliverable amounts of IGF-1, immunoglobulins, other growth factors, and so on. These are delicate peptides, are they not?
Absolutely.
And you treat this as such, right? You treat this as, you treat this delicately. This is not sawdust to you. This is something that it must be treated delicately in order to preserve what it can do, right?
Absolutely. You know, the four things I mentioned before, and now this fifth, or this is the fourth, they're our lifestyle. I mean, that's how we make a living. I can't disclose everything that my experience is over 35 years, but we never quit. And we have tests that demonstrate, okay, we're starting with the highest quality materials, and we are denaturing no more than 7% of bioactivity across the board. Well, somebody might say 7%, that's massive. No, it's the best in the industry, where a lot of folks are doing 40 and starting with lesser materials.
I want to read something from a study that was produced at the University of Tasmania, bovine colostrum supplementation and exercise performance. And I'm just going to read just a little brief discussion in the abstract, and I have the full paper here. But what the authors have determined was the benefits to trained athletes that promotes exercise performance seen in the supplementation of bovine colostrum comes from a variety of pathways. Insulin-like growth factor, transforming growth factors, immunoglobulins, cytokines, lactoferrin, and lysosomes, in addition to hormones such as growth hormone, gonadotropin-releasing hormone, luteinizing hormone-releasing hormone, and glucocorticoids, would suggest that bovine colostrum improves immune function, gastrointestinal integrity, and the neuroendocrine system parameters that may be compromised as a result of intensive training. So when we talk about colostrum, a lot of times we talk about immune function enhancement. It loses its sexiness with athletes. They're like, oh, you know, immune function. I want something that's going to build muscle. I want something that's going to build power output. Well, guess what? The things that affect the immune system are what affects power output. There's another study that we're going to talk about a little bit later that shows that bovine colostrum above whey protein at 8 weeks improves power output in athletes significantly when compared to whey protein. And everybody out there is gobbling up whey protein like it's going out of style. Well, guess what? Add some colostrum to the mix and watch the magic happen. We have to take a break. We've gone just a little bit long. We're going to come back and we're going to start talking about more about the research. We're talking with Mark Burton. The company is Immunodynamics. They produce Percoba, colostrum, which is available at superhumanradio.com. Right now, you can get a jug of Percoba bovine colostrum plus some colostrum lozenges and a really cool little hand mixer that looks like a little portable mixer that spins. It's battery operated. Very, very cool. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR. Click the banner ad there. We'll be right back.
Highlighting the hypocrisy in government, one meal at a time.
The USDA and the FDA going after small family farms. They're telling these farmers that by selling direct to end users like you and I, because they're outside the jurisdiction of the USDA and the FDA, the USDA says it's dangerous to be buying from these farmers. Really? And we're all thriving buying from these farmers, but the USDA and the FDA said, no, you're wrong. You may not think that because you're not getting sick that something's wrong, but we know there's something wrong.
Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable, but finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological
physical activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today. A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to the BlueprintBulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on SuperhumanRadio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
From the people who brought you Aura MD, now get a free bottle of Beautiful Facial Moisturizer for women from Trusted Health Products. No parabens, GMOs, synthetic chemicals, or additives. Just pure live botanical oils that will make your face look and feel younger. Your body looks 25, now make your face look the part. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 100% pure skincare banner ad today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking about bovine colostrum. I'm a huge believer in this stuff. I always have been. You know that I've bought colostrum from my local farmer, and it's not first 6-hour colostrum. I can tell you that. It's second day colostrum. Not in a powdered form, but in a raw, unpasteurized form. And I've drank gallons of this stuff, and I notice differences when I drink it. Another thing that needs to be discussed right now is gut permeability. We hear about leaky gut syndrome everywhere. Everyone talks about leaky gut syndrome. Well, the London School of Medicine, Queen Mary University, did a study, get this, on athletes who suffered from gut permeability from heavy exercise. So, to my audience out there, gut permeability doesn't just happen when you're eating grains. It also is a potential when you are training hard. Because remember, the gut is the immune system. It is the core of the immune system. When we talk about the immune system, we talk about it like it's something like our soul or our spirit. It's like, if you ask someone, hey, point at your immune system, they'll go like this all over their body, like their head, their feet, it's all over. No. It's from your mouth to your anus. That's your immune system. The greatest example of immunity is you're able to take a piece of dead animal flesh and eat it, and it won't kill you, and your body will extract everything it needs and disregard the rest. That's an amazing example of how the immune system works. Well, guess what bovine colostrum supplementation does? It truncates the increase in gut permeability from heavy exercise in elite athletes. What could it do for you?
Mark, are you familiar with this, the ability for colostrum to benefit the GI tract and digestion?
Certainly. It's really one of the most exciting things about colostrum. I want to go one step back, though, Carl.
Please.
And that is, you know, you can protect locally, too, even before gut permeability. You made a statement that maybe immune function is not sexy, but neither is upper respiratory tract infection.
Yeah, right.
And see, you can't train, you know, it's just not good. There are massive elevations in IgA, secretory antibody, that binds up pathogens and takes them out of play on mucosal surfaces. So there's a protective mechanism there even before we get to the gut permeability. But yeah, let's talk about gut permeability because it's
a big problem today. People are taking all sorts of drugs today. They're developing issues like H. pylori. Leaky gut syndrome is leading to other things like Rommel syndrome. Gut permeability is a big problem today. Colostrum supplementation can actually reverse it over time. It's not going to happen overnight. But over time, what do you think?
A large share of our customers have had gut damage through antibiotic use.
Mm-hmm.
And we just give them tremendous results. So most of these things that we're going to discuss, whether you're a hard training athlete, there's also other applications for normal populations and chronic folks. I think the study you're looking at talks about permeability and the problem with it is that you have a tendency to absorb endotoxins.
Right.
And they can cause heat stroke, multi-organ failure, endotoxemia, which is, you know, essentially the sepsis. All bad things. And it is diminished just massively with the use of with colostrum products.
Well, and this speaks to the fact that and Adele Musa, who is a contributor to my show, has talked about this in the past, that when you train hard, the immune system has to make a decision whether to help you recover from your training or defend the body from toxins and insults of other types. And so you have a weakened immune system when you train hard. And one of the things that you can do to counteract some of the damages of the weakened immune system is use colostrum as a supplement. I can't tell you how important colostrum is. Nothing makes a baby cow or a baby human stronger, faster, and actually has the ability to start the process of building new cells than colostrum. It's why mammals produce it first and foremost to protect the baby. Imagine being able to take colostrum every single day with your whey protein. That's what I do. Now, you don't have to take as much as I do because I'm doing some experimentation with it, but even small amounts, I think you said 6 grams on the last show is all that is needed to beget a lot of the benefits of colostrum, right?
Yeah, I want to make 2 points here. The first being, you were talking about, what colostrum product was used in the study. And in this study, the one we're talking about now, we're going to talk about gut permeability
right.
in apoptosis, which is simply a timed cell death.
Right.
The product was a New Zealand product, which is typically collected over 4 days. And when I read the specifications on it, it indeed appears to me to be a 4-day collection. Now, a lot of these studies, the performance ones would run up to 60 grams. The recovery ones would run between 60 grams per day and 20 grams per day. And there's a statement in several articles that some physiology is being affected by 10 grams. Well, we have this high-grade colostrum product that I seldom recommend more than 6.
And so you're saying that the New Zealand product is collected over 4 days, so this is not the concentration of a first 6-hour colostrum, is what you're saying here.
That's right. You know, they concentrated this, collected this over 6 days, and if my recollection's right, they defatted and delactosed, and they still had less than 20% IgG. Now, I'm in a full and intact whole colostrum, and I have more IgG than that. Most bioactive components follow the trend of IgG in their quantity.
You know, and people out there are taking things like deer antler velvet and all this other stuff because they want to improve IGF-1 levels in the body. And you can improve IGF-1 levels in the body by supplementing with bovine colostrum. Here's another thing that I want to talk about for a second. So we talk about oxidative stress, and we know that things like contrast showers can help. They can actually build muscle faster because they reduce oxidative stress of trained muscles. Another thing that colostrum supplementation has been associated with is by reducing oxidative stress in skeletal muscle after exercise. This one study that I have, also by the New Zealand group, shows that as little as 10 grams per day had a proven and significant effect in human trials on reducing oxidative stress in muscle. Now, again, we're talking about this New Zealand form of colostrum, which is first 4 days, and clearly the first 6 hour would have a better. Any evidence in your research and what you've worked on about its ability to help sequester and control oxidative stress of the body?
Yeah, we have done several pieces on ROS or reactive oxygen species.
Right.
All with very very good results. I read this, I think you're talking about an article called Colostrum Supplementation Protects Against Exercise-Induced
Oxidative stress. Yes, that's it.
Yeah, it's a beautiful piece of work. It really is. The methods are right. Statistical analysis looks good to me. And what happens when you you stress these muscles is you get ROS from neutrophils. I mean, it's a normal immune function, but it's accelerated, and it needs to be cleaned out because you just have too much oxidative stress.
You know, and there's a lot of good evidence that colostrum improves athletic performance, which we will talk about when we come back from this break. But I have to ask you something. Why do you think more people don't use colostrum? Do you think that there's an aversion to using it for some reason?
That's hard to say. If I knew that, perhaps I'd be more successful.
I mean, don't they use it in animal husbandry? Do they not? Don't you have a separate division that sells colostrum just to those who raise animals?
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, we use it back in mature dairy cattle, which seems counterintuitive because they're the ones that produced it. But it works beautifully, and you can, back to immune function, you can make massive changes in immune function in a 1,400-pound cow with less than a gram of colostrum.
Really?
Having to do with the memory of the cow, the immune competence memory of the cow, and the ability to migrate to infection. It's quite amazing. One of my favorite things to work on, really.
All right, here's what I want to do. I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about a couple studies that show the benefits of bovine colostrum supplementation on performance, both power output and endurance. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Not only does he poke holes in corporate lies, he tears them a new one.
All of the associated companies that say that the GMO labeling is unfair to them cite that it would cost too much money to change the label on the box. But meanwhile, they spend millions and millions fighting labeling. Why don't they just use that money to label the boxes?
His name is Carl Lenore.
And keep in mind, Madeira, the province of Portugal, Switzerland, India, and Thailand have all banned, B-A-N-N-E-D, the sale and growth of genetically modified foods in their countries because they prefer to wait for more research to come out before they subject their citizens to it.
On Superhuman Radio.
Everybody deserves to know what they're eating. This is nonsense.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Woo! Woo! Woo!
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Mark Burton from Immunodynamics. They're a sponsor of the show. By the way, you know, Superhuman Radio listeners, the Superhuman Nation, can get a special deal that's not offered anywhere else. You can get 4 jugs of Percoba colostrum for $200. That's a $40 savings. But you have to call. What's the number that they would have to call, Mark?
800-634-5229.
Yeah, you have to call for that one because there's no way for them to do that on the website. If you go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the banner ad, you'll see a nice special there, too, where you can try this stuff and get some free goodies as well at a really, really outstanding price. But if you're already convinced you want some colostrum and you want to use it regularly, go ahead and get 4 jugs of it because I can promise you. Okay, so let's talk about something else real quick that I just noticed. All this research on colostrum is done either in Australia or New Zealand. Why is that?
Well, New Zealand has a dairy industry that is the size of the United States. It's about 9 million cows, about 9 million dairy cows.
Really?
And so they're a huge exporter. And they calf seasonally. So, and the companies are essentially government controlled. So they have an opportunity, a window time frame where the actual dairy plants are doing their colostrum work. There's one reason for New Zealand being big.
Gotcha. Okay. All right, so colostrum supplementation has been shown to improve power output, over an 8-week period over whey protein powder. We know that it has the ability to affect anaerobic. That specific study was looking at anaerobic exercise performance. But it also has been, the study that kind of got everybody's interest, I think, a while ago, was the one that was done in Australia with trained cyclists, highly trained cyclists, which, you know, highly trained cyclists are looking for any edge that they can find from sleeping in iron lungs and bariatric, you know, that assimilate altitude training and so on. I mean, you know, drugs like EPO. They gave them basically, I want to say, a very small dose, a very low dose of bovine colostrum for 10-week period. And bottom line was that the low dose supplementation elicited improvements in total time performance during an HIT, high intensity training period, and maintained ventilatory threshold following 5 consecutive days of HIT, which meant that their ability to recover faster in between these high intensity training sessions was improved by a very, very low dose of colostrum supplementation, which I have to believe, since this was Australia, that it wasn't first 6-hour colostrum. Am I right about that? Or do they use the same methodology that New Zealand does?
Not typically. I do not know exactly. I know the major Australian brand has actually been sold, the trademark, to a U.S. company. So I have a pretty good idea of how it's done.
You know, colostrum seems to have pleiotropic benefits in health and performance. Would you agree with that statement?
Yeah, everything's intertwined that we talk about. I mean, physiology is very complex, and it's hard to isolate one process from another.
So it seems to me that colostrum would be a very, very popular ergogenic aid or supplement within the athletic community. Do you have any information? Do we know that colostrum is being used by, let's say, Olympic-level athletes? Do you have any idea of that?
Yeah, I absolutely do. We have several using our product. We also, prior to the big explosion in the nastiness that happened in cycling, two of the top dog teams in the world were using it, and they their riders were mainly reporting the recovery, that they could get back at their training harder. And, you know, how that, and I've always said this about it, it's the ability to get back at training and clean up the oxidative species in your body sooner.
Mm-hmm.
The performance measures are, you know, they'll, depending on what you're doing, they'll run between 2-5%, which is at a, you know, a very high level is can be the difference between winning and losing. However, those studies, the strength, the stamina studies, in my opinion, don't run long enough. So if you have this greatly improved ability to come back on training because the oxygen species are gone, and you don't have endotoxemia or heat exhaustion, then over a longer period of time, your results are going to compound. Did I say that clearly, Carl?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. The Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder that's available to my audience, how many, assuming that we're talking about heavy training individuals, they're instructed to use 2 level scoops, which is 2 teaspoons, three times a day. How long will that jug last somebody, you think?
That'd be about 40, 45 days.
So that's a month's supply easily. And you do recommend that it be used in conjunction with a good whey concentrate, do you not?
Oh, I absolutely do. I mean, we're looking for more physiologic process enhancement here. You need your sources, your building blocks, your amino acids, and whey proteins are excellent sources when they're done correctly. Some of them are not good, but when they're done well, they're excellent. So, in conjunction.
Okay.
So now, if you're a hard training athlete, even with our product, you might want to go up to 20 grams, but But in my day-to-day activities, you know, I'm usually in the 6 gram.
Do you use colostrum?
You might be working with harder training population.
On this show, we are. Do you use it regularly?
I do, and in fact, I'm trying to get back into a workout regimen. I unfortunately took a fall off a loading dock, and it's changed my lifestyle a lot in the last 10 years. But I'm feeling better than I have in years, and I'm back in the gym.
Colostrum has a fairly high protein to fat ratio. It really makes it ideal for someone who is striving for a ketogenic diet, which is high fat, high moderate protein. One of the things I like about it is it's higher in fat. Does it have any lactose in it whatsoever?
Yeah, there's always going to be some lactose. It is very low lactose compared to milk.
I mean, it's
and actually, Carl, is a point of small point of correction. If you're comparing the protein fat ratio of colostrum to milk, that doesn't change much. But the protein ratio in colostrum of the casein to globular proteins is massively different.
And that was my next question. I would imagine it's casein, and it is, huh?
When we get customers who have used other people's products, they are amazed at the clean taste, the lack of any off flavors. Yes.
No. What I said was, it's predominantly casein. The protein that is in colostrum is casein.
No, actually, the predominant protein would be the globular class, which is would contain antibodies, growth factors, etc.
Really?
They would be in milk. They'd be considered whey proteins. And in milk, there is more casein than whey proteins. In colostrum, it's just the opposite. And something you could do to prove it to yourself is take some of your farmer's colostrum and acidify it and see where the curd or the casein goes. It'll come up.
Interesting.
There's so much whey protein, it'll float.
Wow, that's amazing. One of the things that I do notice about colostrum is it does not necessarily mix well. I tend to like to just throw mine in my mouth and wash it down with water because I'm concerned sometimes that it's going to get stuck somewhere in my shaker bottle. Why does it not mix well?
Well, we haven't went, and I've been quizzing our existing customers about this, whether they would like us to go to an instantizing process. And really the majority of our customers that we've, you know, spent a lot of time with, that they do like the mucosal exposure. Now, it's going to be sticky. It's a high-fat product.
Right.
Probably the majority do it that way, wet their mouth, take the amount of colostrum they might have to split it into, mull it about, and then ingest it. Myself, I mix it with a small amount of warm water with one of those little mixers, which is it works beautifully.
I love the taste of it. I take a heaping tablespoon of it and put it in my mouth, and I chew it and just let the saliva in my mouth kind of permeate it. And I really love the taste of it. It's a little messy because it sticks to your teeth for a little while, but I love the buttery flavor of it. I mean, I could eat that. I could eat an entire jug in a single sitting if I was uncontrolled enough to do it. The stuff tastes amazing. It really is. I'm being sincere. I mean, I've eaten a half of one in one sitting one day, and then thought I better stop because I'm wasting it now. But the stuff is amazing. If you haven't tried it yet, you have to try it. Go to superhumanradio.com. There's a banner ad. On the right-hand side, it says Percoba. You can get a jug of Extra Edge colostrum, a bottle of lozenges of colostrum, and a beautiful little electric battery-operated mixer for the price of one jug of the Extra Edge colostrum. Everybody should be using colostrum. I'm not just saying this. I use it, and that's why I wanted Percoba on the show. It wasn't the other way around. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's asking the right questions at the right time.
I don't care what side of this you're standing on, that GMO is good for us, GMO is bad for us. The truth of the matter is nobody knows the answer. Is it fair to subject this world to this experiment, which may have undeniable, unknown consequences that will be irreversible.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable, but finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
From the people who brought you Aura MD, now get a bottle of the Man Facial Moisturizer for Men from Trusted Health Products. No parabens, GMOs, synthetic chemicals, or additives. Just pure live botanical oils that will make your face look and feel younger. Your body looks 25, now make your face look the part. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 100% pure skincare banner ad today. The best fat loss patch just got better. Now the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat? Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Do you avoid protein powder because it upsets your stomach? Want a protein powder with zero fat and lactose-free? Look no further. Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Pure Whey Isolate delivers 25 grams of pure whey without any of the fat or lactose. And for a limited time, you can get a 5-pound jug of Pure Whey Isolate for $50 and free shipping. It's the lowest price you'll find anywhere, guaranteed. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge Nutrition banner ad and use coupon code SHR today. Limit one per household.
Build muscles, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Out in the street, they call it murder.
Welcome back. Something we haven't spoken about yet, and I just got a message on Facebook, is can children benefit from colostrum supplementation? We have young kids who are going to school, coming home with every illness that the class gets. It goes around. They're sick 3, 4, 5 times a year. Any advantages for children to use bovine colostrum?
Well, I can give you, you don't see much in research in children. You really don't. I have 3 children myself. We went, between the 3 of them, we went through a period of 3 years, 9 school years, without a missed day of school. It did, in that population, my 3 kids, it seemed to work better after they were the age of 6 or 7 than earlier, which is a little bit, surprised me a little bit.
Right, right.
So I can't explain that. We've done some work in low birth weight babies where the growth, which some of the growth is, it's about thriving, not fighting sickness.
Right.
And like cryptosporidiosis and that type of thing. And had some amazing results. So, yes,
children can benefit
from colostrum use.
Do you have any research on individuals who have consumed very, very high levels of colostrum, if there are any benefits to that at all, from a therapeutic or acute standpoint?
I do not explicitly, but I personally have 30 years of experience, and my dad has 60. And
what can you talk about?
Returns when you're using a high grade product.
Wait, say that again.
We all live within a financial constraint too.
But assuming
there is diminishing returns.
But assuming financial restraints are not an issue, are there any benefits that you have seen anecdotally in any specific conditions where higher doses of colostrum have benefited an individual?
I have not.
Okay.
I have not. I mean, up to 20 grams is the maximum I would recommend for an anaerobic athlete.
Yeah.
And again, we just discussed that typically I recommend 6 grams.
Yeah.
And I think you're hitting diminishing returns, and you're certainly going to a 20.
Yeah.
With a product of this caliber.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. I know that it's the holidays and everybody is focused on Christmas gifts, and partying and all that sort of stuff. But here's a fantastic gift to give yourself. A bottle of Extra Edge colostrum from Percoba, and get also a bottle of lozenges for free and a free, portable hand mixer. It's a great deal. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the Percoba banner ad, use the coupon code SHR. Mark, thanks so much for being on the show today.
Oh, thank you.
Take care. All right, so there you have it. And also thanks to Coach Wade Johnson for talking about how to master the deadlift today. Let's face it, your deadlift may move even faster if you use colostrum. And we will see everybody tomorrow with more Super Human Radio. Thanks for listening.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
They say that tough love is sometimes the best advice. Well, he's got the toughest love.
Why you should not drink diet sodas, it's very, very simple. If you don't subscribe to the idea that they're toxic, fine. Then subscribe to the idea that they cause a derangement in insulin response. If you don't subscribe to that, fine. Then subscribe to the idea that they spike insulin. I mean, it's like, do whatever you want, but why do we need science to tell us to stop consuming more chemicals? Are you really that pathetically addicted to something that's not good for you? Then say it. Say, I'm addicted to these things and I can't help myself. I know they're bad for me. I'm going to keep using them, and then we don't have to do research.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on superhumanradio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane. Research on how